वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Now here, O son of Pitala, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
श्री भगवान उवाच मैया सप्त मनात् पार्थ जोगं जिन्यन मदाश्रय असंख्यं समग्रं माम यथा गच्छति तच्छिनो दि लॉर्ड भगवान भगवान मीन्स द मोस्ट पावरफुल Almighty with six opulences. That is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means opulence. And Bhag, this word is used in the sense of position. Just like generally we say Bhagavan. We Indians we know Bhagavan means fortunate. This word Bhagavan comes from Bhago. Bhago, and in relationship with Bhago, the word comes Bhagavan. And Bhans means one who possesses. Ostatse Bhatu is Sanskrit word. When the meaning is to possess, then one affix is added, which is called bhat, bhagavat. And the first word of the bhagavat sabda is bhagavan. So we are trying to understand bhagavan, which is explained by Bhagavan himself. Bhagavan, God. You cannot understand God or Bhagavan by your speculation. Any one of us, our senses are defective. Just like we are very much proud of our eyes. To see, sometimes some rascal says, can you see, show me God. He does not think that how far his eyes are capable to see, but he wants to see God. Our senses are conditioners. So long the electric light is there, we can see. If it is immediately dark, we cannot see. So what is the value of this thing? But we are very much proud of seeing. Similarly, we are about defective senses and we accept something which is not fact, that is called illusion. And we commit mistake, every one of us. There is no man in the world who can say, I did not commit any mistake in my life. There is nothing. To err is human, it is said. So we have got four defects. We commit mistake, we are illusion, bhram, pramad. Just like we accept this body as myself and this body. Who are you? And Mr. Sutton says, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Englishman, I'm white, I'm black, I'm fat, I'm thin. In this way, we give description of our body, but we do not know what I am. This is called illusion. And commit mistake, we have got experience many times of committing mistake, blunder in our life. So, Brahm Pramat, Karunapatam. Karunapatam means, Karun means the senses through which we act. Just like it catch up through the hand. This is called Karun. So, Karun, these are imperfect. I'm catching with my hand, but if the hand is paralyzed, so long we are not paralyzed, our machine is going nicely, we can catch. Otherwise, we cannot catch. This is condition. We can catch under certain conditions. So therefore, our senses are imperfect. Karuna apatu. Apatu means imperfect. Brahm Pramad Karuna Bhadav and another defect is banchana or cheating. I am so much defective, still I want to impress others that I have got full knowledge. How you can have full knowledge if you are so defective? Just like a diseased man, he cannot say, I am perfect in health. That is not possible. Similarly, if we are defective in so many ways, and if I want to become teacher or preacher to give you the truth, then how can I give? This is not possible. So, we cannot hear from anyone who is defective. That is not pure knowledge. That is not perfect knowledge. If we hear from some defective who theorize, I think, in my opinion, maybe, perhaps, these are nonsense things. So almost everyone, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they simply theorize. I think, who are you? You are thinking like that. You are imperfect. So we cannot accept the theory or the statement of some defective person. We should hear from the person who is not defective, perfect. Therefore, our process of hearing or getting knowledge is from the perfect person. That is called Krishna consciousness. We are hearing Bhagavad Gita. We are getting knowledge from Bhagavad Gita because Bhagavan himself speaking. Therefore, here it is said, always is said by Krishna. Everyone knows that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita and Vyasadeva recorded it and then put it into the Mahabharata, this statement. But here Vyasadeva purposely says, one may not misunderstand that this knowledge is perfect. Therefore, he says, Bhagavan Uvasa. Bhagavan Uvasa means there is no defect. You can accept it as it is and you get the full knowledge. This is the meaning of Bhagavan Uvasa. Many times he has said. So Bhagavan Uvasa, and he is speaking about himself. Bhagavan Krishna coming here. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanim bhavati bharata tadātmānam sijāmi aham paritrānāya sādhunām vināsāya se duṣkita. धर्म संस्थापना था जुगे जुगे संभव भगवान तंस पर जिस पद पर टू लेट पीपुल नो व्हाट इज भगवान नॉट दिस सो कॉल्ड रैस्कल इंकार्नेशन जस्ट ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज भगवान 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 मीन्स सिक्स अपलायंसेस इन फूड ऐसा जस्ता बीज जस्ता जहसा श्रिय ज्ञान वैराग्य भगवती सरंगना ऐसा मीन्स वेल्थ रिचेस्ट वन इज द ग्रेटेस्ट रिच मैन Every one of us, there are so many rich men here present here. But nobody can say, I am the richest in the world. That is not possible. So one who can say and prove that he is the richest in the world, he can be accepted as Bhagavan. Not this rascal, cheap Bhagavan. Cheap Bhagavan we don't accept. We accept Bhagavan. Ramchandra, Bhagavan Krishna, because they did something which is impossible to be done by any human being. We are not going to accept cheap Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan means who is the richest, who is the most famous, who is the strongest, who is the most beautiful, who is the most wise, and his most renowned. That's like Krishna. Krishna says that Bhoktaram Jagvatavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwar. He is the proprietor of all the lokas. Lokas means where the people are living entities live. So there are so many planets. Everywhere there are living entities. Om Bhur Bhuvasa Tasabitu Varadna. There are Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Saraloka, Jaraloka, Mahaloka, Tapoloka, Sattaloka, Brahmaloka. Same 14 planetary system. Then down, Kal, Atal, Mital, Kalatal, Patal, Rasatal. There's so many. This is only one universe. There are millions of universes. Yasya prabhapravartu jagadanna koti. Koti, the Indians understand. Millions. There are millions of universes. Yasya prabhapravartu jagadanna koti. Kotisu asesa masudhadi vibhuti dhinnam. And in each and every universe, there are millions of planets. And each planet is different from the other. Just like the moon planet, you are going to live there. But you cannot live there. Because it is, the scientist says, 200 degrees below zero, the temperature. So it is different atmosphere. Similarly, in the solar, the sun planet, you cannot go there. But Krishna can go there. That is Krishna, that is God. Because Krishna is not like us. Neither his body is like us. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And he went to this sun planet that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter. He says, Himang Vivasati Yugang Prattama Nahamamayam. Just like here Bhagavan says, Maya Satya Mana Pratya Yugang. This is a yoga. Similarly, this yoga system was spoken to the sun god, Maya Satya Mana Yugang. What is that? Imang vivasati yogam. Imang yogam. The same thing. As Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. The same thing was spoken to sun god. Imanga Bivasate, Bivasate, and to Bivasan. Bivasan, the president of the sun planet, he is known as Bivasan. His name is Div. Just like we know who is the president of the United States or India. Similarly, those who are advanced in knowledge, they know who is the predominating deity or president of that planet. That requires knowledge. So, Krishna said that I spoke to the sun god, Vivasar. So, we cannot enter into the sun planet. That is not possible. It is so vile. The imperfection is so high. But Krishna can go. Otherwise, High Krishna went and spoke to the sun god. It is stated. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. We do not interpret the meaning that Krishna does this, Krishna that, and all so many nonsense. No. Simple meaning is that if Krishna is instructed, the sun god, Vivasan, then he went there, as he comes here, that is natural conclusion. And because he entered the sun planet and he did not burn down into ashes, therefore his body is different. Because if we go, if we enter such high temperature, immediately we are finished. What to say about speaking? The Krishna spoke. These are natural, so as it is, conclusion. You cannot interpret. So, therefore, conclusion is Krishna's body is different from us. One who does not know, rascal, he thinks that Krishna is like ours. Krishna, how can we are like ourselves? If he entered the sun planet and spoke to the president of the sun planet, then his body is different. Therefore, Krishna says, Avajananti mana mūḍha mānusaṁ tanuvāsita. Because I look just like a human being, the rascal think of me, I am an ordinary man. Therefore, the conclusion is, one who thinks of Krishna as one of us, he is a fool. He is a rascal. Krishna's body is explained in the Shastra, Vedi. What is that body? Satchidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitadi, Sabhidya Evan Nigarupa Tayakalavi, Goloka Eva Nivasati, Akhilatma Bhuta, Govindamadi Purisam, Tamana Vaja. These are the basic inquiries. So, Krishna has body, but not a body like us. That is stated in the Vedas. Apani Pada Javana Grahita, Pashati Asakhu, Pashati Asakhu. He has no eyes, but he sees. Then what is that seeing power? That means he has got a different type of eyes, but he has got his eyes. He is not nirata, but not akar like us. His body is Satchidananda Vidya, Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means eternal, and Chit means full of knowledge. And Ananda means full of bliss. So his body is made of such qualities, such as Ananda Vidya. Then you can compare your body. If we compare, if I think of my body, it is not soft. Soft means eternal. This body will be finished. So it is not soft. It is your soft. Soft means which exists. And asat means he does not exist. Therefore, how you can say Krishna's body and my body Did he say? No. Then, chit means knowledge. And our body is full of ignorance. We cannot understand knowledge. We have no knowledge immediately what is beyond this world. If you ask me what is beyond this world, then I will have to ask some of my disciples what is there beyond this world. Therefore, it is not cheap, not full of knowledge. But Krishna knows, he says, Vedaham Samiti Tati. I know everything, past, present and future. When Arjuna inquired, Krishna Arjuna, he is also praying just like Krishna's friend. So, he inquired for dissipation of the ignorance. That, my dear Krishna, you are saying that you spoke this philosophy, Bhagavad Gita, formally to the Sun God, without asking him, how did you go, how did you return? He simply asked, that Krishna, I know that you are my contemporary. We are of the same age. And how can I believe that millions and trillions of years ago you spoke to Sun God? So the answer was that, my dear Arjuna, at that time, because you are my friend, you are also there, but you have forgotten. I have not forgotten. Therefore, he is full of knowledge. We cannot say what we did in our childhood. We have forgotten. This is one of our qualifications, forgetfulness. But Krishna says that you have forgotten because you are living being. Your nature is to forget. But because I am the Supreme Lord, I am not forgotten. Therefore, his knowledge is perfect. And then, ananda means pleasure, blissfulness. He is always, Krishna, while he was present on this planet, he showed how to dance with the gopis. He was always full of ananda. Here we have got Krishna. He is ananda mukti. He is not in nirananda, without blissfulness. He is always with his sponsor, Srimati Radharani. And he is playing flute. And Radharani is dancing. This is ananda. So where is our ananda? We imitate Krishna, but we are not able to enjoy because we are in this material body. In this way, from Bhagavad Gita, if we study Bhagavad Gita nicely, then we can understand what is God. Otherwise, we can go on speculating for millions of years and for many, many births. You cannot understand what is God. There are so many societies, theological societies, these theosophical societies. What do they know about God? They do not know. Neither can know. It is not possible. Because they are thinking with their imperfect senses. How you can have the idea of the perfect, of the unlimited, by your imperfect speculation? That is not possible. Therefore, this has to say, Athapiti Mapadambudam Prasada Lishanu Brihitayvahi Janati Tattam. Tatta means the absolute truth. You are absolute truth. Who can understand the absolute truth without your mercy? Just therefore Krishna is merciful to Arjuna. And therefore he says, Sri Bhagavan Uvasa, Maya Saptamana Prata, by the way. If you simply concentrate, like meditate upon me, Krishna, Maya Sapta, Maya Sapta, Maya means unto me, Krishna. Maya Sapta Mana, those who are attached to me, that is perfect yoga. That is yoga. The yogis, you have heard the names of so many yogis, meditation. The meditation is good, but most of them do not know what is meditation. Most of them. How? That they do not meditate upon Krishna. Meditation means to fix up one's mind on the Supreme Personality of God. First of all, they do not know who is the Personality of God. But the yoga practice, according to Shastra, is that here it is, Maya Sastamana Prata Yoga. This is yoga. In other Vedic literature, that is also stated the same thing. Dhyanavasthita Tadgatena Manasa Pasantinam Yogina. Yogi means who meditates. It is the business of the yogis to meditate. But if you do not know upon whom to meditate, then what is the meaning of your yoga? Therefore, I have seen practically in America, there are so many yoga societies. They close their eyes, and I do not know what they are meditating, but I have seen they are snoring. And what they will do? This is yoga. So don't be misled by these bluffers, yoga sister. Don't be misled. Here is yoga. Krishna. Because yoga means to meditate upon the Supreme. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa. Mind fully absorbed. And they see Krishna or Narayana, or the same thing. So, jangmarmhāvarunanda-ruddha-sunnanti-dik-vaiṣṭha-vai vidai-sāṅga-padak-prama-upanita-dai-dāyanti-dāna-sāṅga dhyanāvastita-tadgatena-manasā-pasyantina-yogina jasyāntangana-vidhu-turāsura-dana-divāyata-svai-nama. This is Vedic mantra. So, yoga means to think of Krishna. That is yoga. So, it is also confirmed in the 6th chapter. We are reading 7th chapter. Krishna says, Krishna taught Arjuna how to practice yoga. Then, he concluded his teaching on the yoga that Yoginamabhi sarvesa madhata antarasmana sadhyavara vrati yoma sami yuktatamo matha. Who is the first class yogi? There are many different types of yogi. But who is the topmost yogi? Yoginamabhi sarvesa. Who is that? Madhata antarasmana. One is thinking of me always. That is perfect yoga. So, that statement, that one who is thinking of me always, is perfect yoga. So that is now being explained. It is the conclusion of the 6th chapter. And in 7th chapter, Krishna explains how you can think of Krishna 24 hours. This is meaning. Therefore he says, Maya Saptamana Prata. How you can think of somebody else unless you are very much attached to him? Just like a boy is attached to some girl, or a girl is attached to some, that is natural. Say, when he becomes too much attached, he always or she thinks always. Otherwise, it is not possible. to come to this attachment platform, you have to learn how to love Krishna. Otherwise, how it is possible? Unless you love somebody, how can you think of him 24 hours? That is not possible. With this Maya Sapta, Krishna is summarily that the acharyas, they have defined how we can. We have got attachment. Every one of us has got this propensity or the quality of attachment to others. The wife is attached to husband, husband is attached to wife, the son is attached to the father, father is attached to the son. Everyone, that attachment to increase, then to your family, to your community, to your society, to your country, to your nation. The attachment is there. You cannot say that I have no attachment for anything. That is not possible. When sannyasi means sannyasi, one who has given up attachment for this false material world. That is the philosophy of Sankaracharya. He says, Brahma Satta Jagana Mithya. Therefore, he is advising that you have got attachment for this material world. This is false. Brahma Satta Jagana Mithya. He simply explains the negative side. But Brahma Satta, Brahma, the supreme absolute truth is truth. So attachment for that. You cannot give up the attachment spirit, but you have to change the attachment. That is freedom. We have got so many attachments for this material world. You have to transfer that attachment for Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Maya Asapta Manaparte. He doesn't say that you give up your attachment. How you can give up your attachment? That is not possible. He says, just transfer the attachment to me. So, all of a sudden, to transfer the attachment to Krishna and give up our all attachment for this material world, that is called renounced order of life. That Krishna says you do this, but it is not so easy. It is not so easy. Therefore, we have to go to the person, Tadvijnana Samsa Guru Meva Abhidachet. This is the first Vedic injunction. That in order to learn that art, how to transfer your attachment to Krishna, you must approach to Guru. He will teach. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means that we are teaching people how to give up this material attachment and become attached to Krishna. Attachment cannot be given up. That is not possible. Attachment should be purified. That is what. That is therefore the bhakti definition is given by Narad Muni. Sarvapadhi vinim muktam. Tat paratena nirmalam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ritcha. Now, our attachment is on account of this designation. What is that designation? I am American. I am Englishman. I am Indian. These are all designations. Because the soul is neither Indian nor American, nor this nor that. Soul is pure. Pure spirit soul. These are all material designations according to the body. So, if we become purified, sarva upadhi vinim muktam, that is called mukti. Mukti, the definition of mukti means hitya anyatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. Because we are staying at the present moment in this material state, we have got so many material tasks. That is, we are staying in a different way. We are living in the bodily concept of life, and in relations with this body, we have got so many different attachments. So mukti means, when you do not stay in the bodily concept of life, you stay in your original state of life. That is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that one has to acquire so many hands, so many legs. No. It is the change of consciousness. That is mukti. That's what Arjuna did. He was conscious in the beginning of the fight. He was conscious of his relative, of his family, his bodily. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he said, yes, Parishti Vatanam Tava. In the beginning, he denied to fight. But when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he agreed, yes, I shall fight. Parishti Vatanam Tava. And now, full conscious, rasto moho. This attachment, bodily attachment, is now finished. Krishna, it is now finished. Rasto moho, siti labhya. Because we forgot, I have already said that we are forgetful. This is our another nature. Now, my forgetfulness is gone. Tattva sadhas. By your mercy. You have taught me Bhagavad Gita. So by your mercy, by two things, that bodily attachment and misconception of life is now gone. Now I know that I am your servant. I am your eternal servant. And it is my duty to carry out your order. Therefore, I agree. Karise vachanam tam. I shall now execute. You want me to fight? No consideration of my relatives or family. I shall fight with them. This is the conclusion. However, so similarly, if you want actual life, this is a bomb or mitha life. This material life means bodily concept of life. That I am this body and this family is mine, this country is mine, the community is mine, I have got to do for my family, I have got to do this, I have to go there. So many. This is this attachment. And this is all false attachment. Therefore, we have to transfer the attachment to Krishna. That is called Maya Saptamana Prata. This is yoga system. How to transfer this attachment to Krishna. This is called Bhakti Yoga. And this is the first class. You sit down here or stand there. Maya Saptamana class. This is to be practiced. This yoga should be practiced. How to increase attachment for Krishna? Maya Saptamana class yoga junjan. You have to practice this yoga. How? Madhasraya under me or under my representative. Mat asraya. Mat means me. And asraya means taking shelter. So either, but if you say, where is Krishna? No. Madhasraya means another thing. One who has taken of my shelter. That is devotee. So, either you take, that is not possible, because Krishna is not yet present. He is present, but we have no eyes to see. Although he is present here in this city, he is present here, but because we have no eyes to see, we are thinking this is made of stone. And some rascal will say that they are going to see some stone. Because we have no eyes to see. So, we have to learn the art. How to see Krishna? How to see Krishna? So that practice, Madhatsa, if we want to learn this art, we have to take the shelter of the Goswamis or the devotees. So Rupa Goswami says, how this asakti can be increased? He gives formula. Madhatsa, Krishna says, either you take shelter of me directly or to a person who has taken shelter of me. Just an electric power, electric house, power house may be long away, but if the electricity is coming through some where, and if you touch, immediately in touch with the power house. So, either you touch the power house or and where, in signal, he is empowered by the power house, you touch to get with it. This is called parampara system. Madhasa, evam parampara prapam, imagarajasa yogidu, yoganasa parampara. These are all expressed. So, Madhasa, as soon as he, because Krishna is not visible at the present moment, he is visible, but we cannot see. So, we take ashram, shelter of his devotee. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami gives his formula, how to become attached to Krishna. The first he says, adau sraddha. First of all, faith. The beginning. That's why you have come very kindly to this temple with some faith that here is the Krishna consciousness movement. Let us go there and see what they are doing. Out of inquisitiveness or something. Then you see, little faith. Now you have to increase this faith. This is required. Adau sraddha, tato sadhu sangha. How you can increase the faith? Those who are actually engaged in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, associate with them. Don't think that at home you will be perfect. That is not possible. At home there is no such facilities. Here you will get the facilities. Here the devotees, they are actually following the instruction of Madhatsa. One was taking the shelter. They were rising early in the morning. At home you will think, oh, what is early in the morning? Let me enjoy sleep. So there is no such facilities at home. Therefore, this institution is started. If you are serious about Krishna consciousness, if you are serious about increasing your attachment of Krishna, then you should come and live with the devotees. Sadhu sadhya, tatu sadhu sangha, tatu bhajana kriya. But sadhu sangha, now they are chanting. They are having Mangala Aruti, they are decorating the duty, and so many things. Everyone will actually see, and then he will be inclined to be initiated. This is our practical experience. They submit, please let me be initiated. This is called Bhajanakriya. Bhajanakriya means if he is serious about Bhajanakriya, how to worship. Then anartha nivittisya. Anartha means we have learned so many nonsense things. They can be summarized in four aspects. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and nudity. So anartha nivittisya. If you accept bhajana kriya, the activities of devotional service, then these things will be raised. Then, when you are purified, as I said, the sarvapadhi vinin muktam, when he is free from all these material bad habits, he is mukta. He is liberated. Then, adho saddha tato sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivittisya tato nishtha. Then your faith, beginning was the faith. This faith becomes established. You can know what that movie. tato nishtha, tato ruchi. Then you get some taste how Krishna-pāsāsana is received. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tathā sakti, then a test. Unless you get taste, how you can be a test to Krishna? So these are the processes. So, Krishna saying, summarize, they are explained by the Maya, Madhasa, those are devotees. So in this way, we have to increase our attachment for Krishna. And when we increase our attachment for Krishna, then Krishna says, Aham sam samagrama jatha jaisavi tatsu. Now everyone has got some doubt whether there is God or not, whether God is person or imperson, whether he is something. There's no idea. In any religion, you can ask him, so, what do you know about God? That he cannot explain. Because he is not in the platform. How can we understand from God? That is not possible. It is not possible. But we are confident. What is God? What is his father's name? What is his name? What is his address? Everything. No samsaya. No doubt. Everything complete. A samsaya. We are confident that we are going to Krishna. Back to home, back to Godhead. There is no doubt. A samsaya. And samagrama. Samagrama is full. What is God meant? A samsaya.